Experience America's favorite game show when Wheel of Fortune Live comes to Treasure Island. You could be randomly selected for your chance to spin a replica wheel, solve puzzles, and win incredible prizes when the game show rolls into the island on Saturday and Sunday, April 20th and 21st. TiCasino.com.
The Fan. Welcome to the 2022 Initials Invitational. Presented by St. Paul Federal Credit Union.
Yeah, let's go.
Let's go, ladies and gentlemen. It's finally here. Another edition.
Quarterfinal number four.
Very exciting. So who was the top seed this week, Corey?
Tyler George is the top seed. He's the fourth seed. Tyler has three career victories, and he, because he's the top seed, will represent Radco.
Radco Truck Accessories, that is exactly right, because I will not be playing because I failed miserably. So you've got Radco this week. If Tyler wins, you will receive 10% off your entire order in-store online at Radco.com when you use the promo code INITIALS. Discount does not apply to toppers. Go ahead, Tyler. Win it for Radco, my friend.
Your truck accessory store.
Yeah, there you go. See, you got it.
Oh, yeah. I got the jingle. Everybody's got that in their head. Oh, Radco's done a great job with that.
Advertising works. Yeah. So Tyler's the fourth seed. Justin Gard hasn't played in about 7 years. You're the 13th seed. Hi, Justin.
Hi. Great to be here.
Right on. Welcome aboard.
Thank you.
Ron Johnson is the 20th seed. Ron, how do you feel about your seeding? We haven't asked you that yet. Do you feel like that's fair? Close?
I don't care.
Oh, I like it.
Okay. Man, do you want to be here?
He wants to win.
Okay.
Ron wants to win.
All right, let's do it.
The 29th seed is Kevin Faulness. Hi, Kevin.
Howdy.
You have one of the most infamous guesses in Initials history. You said Bucket List Kevin.
I did.
Which is the answer before your name, and then for a little while, we all called you Bucket List Kevin.
Yeah, I still get that from a bunch of your rubes.
Okay. Did that count? Did you count it?
We gave it.
Yeah, we gave it to him.
Bucket List Kevin.
Yeah. Was he right?
He was right.
Yes. In fact, I was.
Chris, let's go through the cultivated thing now, if you don't mind.
Yes, okay. Here's the
situation. How does it work for these four gentlemen based on the number of points they score?
If today's winner gets 6 points, all CBD products are 20% off. If the winner gets 7+ points, all products will be 25% off. Just use the promo code INITIALS at CultivatedCBD.com. Offer valid through Sunday, of course. You can always get promo code KFAN at Cultivated.com and receive 10% off and enjoy free delivery to your door. It's presenting... I should say, CBD, Cultivated CBD presents the Initials game. Thank you, Cultivated CBD.
Real quick, if Tyler gets 10, because that's what he predicted, is there a special gift for that?
Yeah, he's got to tweet something.
How did I become the one that predicted
this? He's got to tweet something.
Called us mannequins, called us sleds, and he predicted 10 points and setting the record.
See, no, that's Paul.
He didn't. Sauce is convinced Tyler's doing
God.
And Sauce calls you three sleds. Sauce and says that if Tyler breaks the record, it shouldn't count because it's against you three.
Right. It's very important that I clear that up because humility is everything. This game will shame you.
Yes.
I don't necessarily disagree with Sauce, by the way, on the original premise. We'll see.
It's time to go to the St. Paul Federal Credit Union Vault, and Kevin Faulness, as the 29th seed and the lowest seed out of these four, the fate is going to end up being in your hands.
Okay.
So let me tap dance, or one of you guys. Why don't you guys talk amongst yourselves while I walk over to the vault and bring out the packages. Let me.
Do you want me to come to you?
No. You just have to pick a number. But in the meantime, Rhode Island, neither a road nor an island. Discuss.
Your thoughts?
Discuss.
But what's the total right now? What's up for grabs?
$15,000.
$15,000? Wow. The St. Paul Federal Credit Union Initials jackpot is currently $15,000. You're looking to buy a car? Maybe save money on your current car loan?
Is there really a password?
Oh, yeah.
There's literally the
corner.
Yeah. Do it with St. Paul Federal Credit Union, now offering car loan rates as low as 1.89%. Apply today at stpaulfcu.org/KFAN, federally insured by the NCUA.
Now it's like time for the St. Paul Federal Credit Union Initials Jackpot.
All right, time for the jackpot. So, Kevin Faulness, while we get a caller, these packages, again, have the games in them. So I can't rig a list specifically for any specific group. So far, packets 1, 6, and 7 have been picked. So give me a number between 1 and 11 that's not 1, 6, or 7.
11.
You're going all the way to the end.
Corey, I feel like you should wear white gloves like with the Ryder Cup when you handle these things.
Yeah,
it's like your life's work, you know?
Yeah.
All right, so list number 11 is what Faulness has selected. Okay, interesting. Okay, here we go. $15,000 on the line, thanks to our friends at St. Paul Federal Credit Union. If the caller gets one in the right spot, they win $250. If they guess both set of initials, they win $15,000. Hi, what's your name?
Ron.
Hello?
Josh.
Hey, Josh. What's up, man? How are you, Josh?
I'm doing good, man. How are you?
Good. You have a crack at $15,000. What initials are you guessing?
I'm guessing M-E.
M-E? E is an egg?
Yes.
M is in Minnesota, E is an egg. M-E. He's going M-E for a shot at $15,000.
Come on, give it to him now.
Does he have one in the right spot for 250 and a shot at 15K? M-E is incorrect. Sorry.
It's time for Initials Game 423 on the Power Trip. Presented by Cultivated CBD.
All right, Ron, Kevin, Justin, and Tyler. I hope you practice by getting this game at initialsgame.com. I'm glad that came up organically. You can play this at home and practice. Have your own initials tournament. The initials for game 423 and quarterfinal number 4. D-B.
And by the way, if you want to tune in, watch us on the stream. You can see the look on everybody's face.
All of the KFN social media channels available. And if you just want to listen to the radio, too, you could always watch it back later and see what these guys look like in person. Shocking, the numbers were through the roof when it was the three gals a couple weeks ago.
Weird.
I don't think the numbers will be quite as big for you four, no offense.
Not in my Team Sauce jersey and Fallness's 04 All-Star jacket.
The attire is top class, though.
It looks good.
Nobody said anything about my Randy Watson t-shirt.
I didn't even see it. I wasn't even paying attention.
Coming to America, man.
All right, here we go. DB, quarterfinal number 4, item number 1.
Clue number 1.
Features rotation.
Clue number 2.
Created by Charles and Logan McGrath in 1859.
Clue number 3.
Often suspended.
Clue number 4.
There is one at every Raising Cane's restaurant.
Ron.
Yeah.
Digital board.
Ooh, digital board. Incorrect. Ron's out for the rest of number 1.
Clue number 5.
Often seen near rear view mirrors.
Tyler.
Yep.
Dashboard.
Tyler's out for the rest of 1. We're down to Gerdsey and Fallness. Final clue.
Clue number 6.
This has a direct connection to Saturday Night Fever.
Gerdsey.
Yep.
Disco ball.
Justin's on the board and in next year's tournament.
I
disco
waited.
Ball.
Look at you,
digital
buddy.
Boards.
Man.
Don't rotate.
Look at you.
I don't go to Canes enough. I should.
They
I
do
go
stop
in. You go to Canes all the time. There's one in every Canes.
Disco
Gerdsey.
Ball, Kevin.
Gerdsey on the board with 1. Here's number 2 of DB.
Clue number 1.
Commonly rectangular.
Clue number 2.
Are flat.
Clue number 3.
In different forms go back hundreds or thousands of years, but George Ring was awarded the modern patent in 1905.
Clue number 5.
Features paper. Did I just hit number 5? Did I just go out of order?
You did say 5.
Oh, that was 4. Sorry.
Clue number 5.
Connected to an idiom in starting over.
Clue number 6.
If your plan fails, you go back to this.
Tyler.
Drawing board.
That's right.
Drawing board.
Okay.
And now Tyler is on the board and officially in next year's tournament as well. 1 for Tyler, 1 for Justin. Here's number 3 of DB.
Swedberg got both
number 1.
So 100%. Yeah. Whenever they both go to 6, he had him on clue 2.
Yeah.
Clue. I believe number 1.
Is not desired.
Meat sauce.
Clue number 2.
This can be made.
Clue number 3.
This is common for amateurs.
Tyler.
Okay.
Double bogey.
That's right.
Oh,
no!
Oh, here he comes.
Yep. All right. Two for Tyler. Double bogey is the correct answer. Tyler has two. Gerdsy has one. Kevin and Ron are still arguing about chicken. Here's number four of DB.
Clue number one.
Inspired by the concept of a wasted day.
Clue number two.
Hit number one, and then hit number 12 over a decade later with a different artist.
Clue number three.
Used in promos, trailers, and in episodes of WandaVision.
Clue number four.
John Stewart of the Kingston Trio wrote this, but a four-man group was famous for recording it.
Clue number five.
The chorus mentions a homecoming queen. Final clue.
Clue number six.
This is a signature song.
Tyler.
Okay.
Daydream Believer.
That's right.
Wow. Whoa, guys.
What year was that?
Daydream Believer.
No
the Monkees. Davy Jones and the Monkees. And I didn't even have to say it.
Yeah, the Monkees.
Oh, man. Tyler has three.
It's over, Johnny.
He's just shy of record pace. Gerzy's slowing him down.
Come on, Gerds. Hi, Kevin.
Tyler has three. Justin has one. Here's number five of DB.
Clue number one.
Features two people sometimes.
Clue number two.
54 inches wide.
Meat sauce.
Clue number three.
Features a frame.
Kevin.
Yeah.
Double bed.
That's right.
Oh, that's my man.
Kevin Faulkner is in next year's tournament.
Whoa.
Marty, he said he didn't want to get Audred, and he didn't.
Marty and Lear.
I have no feel on this. I need to go to my car. I need to go to my car.
Tyler has three. Gerdsy has one. Fallness on the board, and in next year's tournament as well. Here's number six of DB.
Write my name.
Number one.
Connected to Batman.
Clue number two.
Once famously had amnesia.
Clue number three.
Took a very famous phone call in 1996.
Clue number four.
Was an angel.
Kevin.
Yep.
Don Baylor.
Oh.
Out for the rest of number six.
The baseball player?
Nope.
Clue number five.
Connected to an alien.
Clue number six.
Hosts a syndicated daytime talk show that debuted in 2020. Five, four, three, two, one. Hawk. Wow, Hawk.
Drew Barrymore.
Drew Barrymore. Oh, yeah. She was in E.T. The famous phone call was the opening scene in Scream. She was in Batman Forever, I think. She had amnesia in...
50 First Dates,
and she was an angel. She was one of Charlie's angels. Mm-hmm. Drew Barrymore. Wow. Chris figured it out, but he's not playing.
If you would have said broke up with the guy for Red Sox tickets, I would have gotten it. I was dancing all around it.
None of that pertains to Don Baylor.
not a thing.
He wheeled a bat.
Wasn't he an angel? He did play for the Angels.
I'm sure he had a phone.
Two of those things were Baylor.
Yeah.
Tyler has three. Gerdsy and Kevin each have one. We're halfway through the game. Here's number seven. Of DB.
Clue number one.
Discovered in 2014. She is an estimated 20 feet long. She's a great white shark, previously featured on Shark Week. That's one of those you either know it or you don't.
Clue number two.
Made headlines in 1996 and 1997.
Clue number three.
As a connection to George Harrison in 1971.
Clue number four.
Is not a human, but was famous for competing against one.
Clue number five.
Connected to IBM.
Tyler.
Yep.
Deep Blue.
That's right.
Deep Blue.
Wasn't even close. Yep.
Who's that?
Deep Blue is the supercomputer that took on Gary Kasparov. And
Oh, Gary Kasparov.
Yep. Yeah. Again, that's the... See, blame Fulness. He drew packet 11.
Yeah, where'd
he
go?
What nerd would know all these? Sorry, Tyler.
My hand's in the air.
I know.
Deep Blue gives Tyler a three-point lead. Tyler has four. Gerdsy and Kevin each have one. Ron yet to score. There's five items left.
Come on,
everybody's still mathematically in this. Here's number eight. Of DB.
Clue number one.
Originally found in basements or cellars.
Clue number two.
Are often dark.
Clue number three.
Not necessarily clean.
Clue number four.
Rarely considered trendy.
Clue number five.
Might feature neon. No clue.
Clue number six.
Commonly feature a simple, cheap selection of drinks. And
Kevin.
Kevin.
Dive bar.
That's right.
Now you're
Kevin,
talking.
Come on, buddy.
That's
dive
it. So
bar.
Am I, buddy. That's
and
it.
You are still absolutely in this
Look
thing.
Look at you, man. Come on now.
Everybody's mathematically in. Ron, you're starting to get into Audra Martin territory, though.
Oh,
the sweat, the sweat is real with
Thank
four
God
items
for
to
disco
go.
Ball.
Tyler has four, so Ron, you do have to run the table to tie and force a tiebreaker. Tyler has a two-point lead with four to go. Here is number nine of DB.
Clue number one.
This is fictional.
Clue number two.
Connected to J. Jonah Jameson.
Tyler.
Okay.
Daily Bugle.
Wow.
That's right.
Oh, wow.
Wow. Wow. Daily freaking Bugle.
I forget we're all a bunch of Marvel nerds around here. Like, that's... Got anything from the Wall Street Journal coming up?
Is he the publisher?
That was the one I thought I was.
Yeah, he is the he's the guy. Exactly. He's the guy that, like, hires Peter Parker to go get photos and stuff.
Editor, whatever you are.
All right, so it all comes down to this. Gerdsy, you're also mathematically eliminated if you keep playing. Kevin has to get the last three, otherwise Tyler wins. The good news for Sauce, Tyler, if he runs the table, only gets eight and does not break the record. Tyler going for the win. Fulness needs the last three for the tie. Here's number 10 of DB.
Clue number one.
Goes by multiple names.
Clue number two.
Sometimes timed.
Clue number three.
Sometimes seen upside down.
Clue number four.
Considered lightweight.
Clue number five.
Often appear during the X Games.
Tyler.
Yep.
Dirt bike.
Winner.
That's right.
Dirt bike winner.
Yeah, that one.
Well done, man.
Dirt bike
well
winner. Done. Tyler George
Holy
moving
congrats.
On to the semifinals.
Holy moly.
But, Ron, now it's all on you. Now it's the sweat. It's the sweat. We have two items to go, and Ron has yet to score. I know Audra is cheering for you to get shut out. Just so she has a partner. Ron, you have to get one of the last two or you are eliminated from next year's tournaments. Gerdsy, yeah, that disco ball thing's feeling pretty good right now, right?
Yeah, I needed to have it. Well, the Drew Barrymore one's annoying. Should have gotten that one.
Should have gotten that one. All right, here we go.
Daily
it all comes down to this. Tyler's moving on no matter what, but Ron needs one of the last two.
So stay out of this, Tyler.
Ron.
Stay out of this.
Stay out of this.
Ron's Can't break
start,
a record.
Ron's going to start paying people to just take a
Adidas
fall.
Shoes are going to start showing up in people's mailboxes.
Right. Ron needs one of the last two. Here's number 11 of DB.
Clue number one.
Can be requested.
Clue number two.
Can sometimes be considered bad etiquette.
Clue Clue number three.
Commonly relatively small.
Clue number four.
This is a container of sorts.
Clue number five.
The term dates back, we believe, to the 1960s and is sometimes traced to steakhouses.
Clue number six.
At restaurants, this is often an option to take leftovers.
Gerdsy. Kevin.
Was that Gerdsy or Kevin?
Doesn't matter.
I'm sure it was Kevin. To be honest.
And I know what it is, too.
Kevin.
Doggy bag.
That's right. Yep.
Now he's trolling Ron. Doggy bag is correct. It all comes down to this, Ron. Pressure's on. Number 12.
Come on, Ron.
Tyler has six. Kevin has three. Gerdsy has one. They've all secured places in next year's tournament. It comes down to Ron Johnson and number 12 of DB.
Clue number one.
A Clemson University student published this term in 2015, but does not claim that she invented it.
Clue number two.
Considered typical or average.
Clue number three.
Typically comes with age.
Clue number four.
This is a form or shape.
Oh, Ron.
To stay in next year's tournament.
Dad bod.
You made it!
Yes!
Oh,
yes!
By the skin of your teeth, Ron.
Yes, nice
job. With dad bod.
I did get Audra.
Audra. Yes. We're through four.
I could have had Daily Bugle and Disco Ball. I went too soon.
Good on,
And Doggy Bag, I had that
All four of you survive. All four of you are invited to next year's
Damn
tournament.
Damn it, I would have had four.
The one guy that doesn't have a dad bod in here got it. Amazing. Take your shirt off.
Take my shirt off.
Show the dad bod.
No, it's too early for that.
Congrats, Tyler.
Congrats. You're moving on. Tyler has advanced on the left side of the bracket, so you are in the bracket with AJ Mansoor, who has moved on. So the other side so far has Brandon Molesky and Aaron Gleeman. You're on the side of the GOAT. AJ Mansoor, your thoughts about being in his semifinal?
Good to face him early. You know, he's the GOAT, so I'd rather have him semis than finals. And I'd like to thank Mark Parrish. The love of a good man means a lot for these competitions. So I really felt that in the room.
You are welcome.
I think Parrish is a little bummed because Parrish's quarterfinal is on that side of the bracket as well. So, Parrish, if you advance, Tyler, George, and AJ are waiting for you.
Well, I'm not really worried about advancing because thank God I didn't get DB. I was right along with Ron there, and I think he would have rang in quicker on the dad bot. I think I'd have been out. Oh, yeah. Wow. I think you'd have seen that.
I needed one more clue for Daily Bugle because as soon as you said
you had
Jameson, whatever, I'm like,
I knew
what you were talking about.
Oh, man.
And then Tyler went.
Tyler got it. He was quick.
And I had disco ball way before Gerdsy. I just went in.
Thank you. Way to go, guys. All right, one final segment of the Power Trip Morning Show. The room will just stay packed, and we'll, talk about some other trash, right, for the next couple of minutes. But, Tyler, congrats, dude. Power Trip Morning Show back after this on The Fan.
On The Fan.
Experience America's favorite game show when Wheel of Fortune Live comes to Treasure Island. You could be randomly selected for your chance to spin a replica wheel, solve puzzles, and win incredible prizes when the game show rolls into the island on Saturday and Sunday, April 20th and 21st. TICasino.com.